Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, October 27th, 2015. Two Palestinians were killed by Israel troops' gunfire on Tuesday. Meanwhile, at least 50 others injured as clashes continue all over the occupied West Bank, Jerusalem and Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Izzeddin Abu Shkhedim, 17, and Shadi Nabil Dweik, 22, both from Hebron City, were killed when Israeli soldiers opened gunfire at them at a bus stop near Gosh Atzion illegal Israeli settlement located between the southern West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem. According to the Red Crescent Society, Israeli troops detained the two critically injured Palestinians and did not allow medics to provide them with medical assistance until they bled to death. The Palestinian Health Ministry said that 63, including 14 children, Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since the beginning of this month. 46 of them have been killed in occupied West Bank and occupied Jerusalem, meanwhile 17 in the Gaza Strip, including a pregnant woman and her 2-year-old child, and one in Hora in the Negev. Moreover, 2,120 have been injured by Israeli army gunfire since October 1st, including 820 with live gunfire and more than 900 by rubber-coated steel bullets. On Tuesday, clashes between local youth and invading Israeli troops were reported in Jerusalem, Bethlehem and Hebron City's southern West Bank, in addition to Nablus and Ramallah, northern and central West Bank. Palestinian sources said that at least 50 Palestinians were injured by Israeli gunfire and tear gas during clashes on Tuesday. At least 2 youth sustained critical injuries, the health ministry reported on Tuesday. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, October 27th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Badnoura.